There's more rain in the forecast this week for parts of the country that have been soaked. Richmond, Texas got more than 14 inches of rain over the last several days. There's been flash flooding in Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. The heavy rainfall has contributed to rising waters in parts of the Mississippi River. Later this month, Baton Rouge, Louisiana is expected to break a record for the longest river flood event since 1927. Chelsea Braisted is a city columnist for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. She joins us now. Chelsea, you woke up over the weekend to ankle-deep water in your neighborhood, which is directly across from the French Quarter. Tell us what it was like.
Yeah, so basically I just got a phone call at about 6 in the morning from my neighbor, and I was asleep, so my first thought was, oh, my neighbor's calling me in the morning. This must be a mistake. But, you know, then I remembered, of course, that the weather had been really rough overnight. And so I knew exactly what he was calling for as soon as, you know, my brain kicked in. Walked outside and the water was over my ankles in the street. And we had to get our cars out of the way to make sure that we didn't end up with flooded out cars again. So it was quite a weird day in New Orleans for us Sunday morning.
Is there a lot of damage as a result?
There absolutely is. Unfortunately, this is something that we are finding ourselves growing more and more used to, but that does not make it feel any better when you have hundreds, if not thousands, of cars across the city that you know, are taking on water, and you get several inches of water in homes yesterday at the, you know, in certain spots around the city. A friend of mine, you know, is going to have to replace a floor yet again for the second time in 2 years, that kind of thing.
And this is not even hurricane season yet. That doesn't start for another month or so. How unusual
June 1st,
is it to get this kind of flooding at this time of year?
It is unusual, but, you know, the sort of, in recent memory, the thing that really stands out to us is August 5th, 2017, when the city just got completely dumped with water. And, we ended up at the time, my husband and I lived across the Mississippi River in a different part of town called Mid-City. I had waist deep water in front of my house. And so since that happened, we've been dealing with not only infrastructural issues in New Orleans, but also just, you know, as climate change is happening, we're getting more and more water dumped on the city, you know, as happens around the country. And so this is something that it's unusual, but it's becoming normal, which is scary in and of itself.
So it's sunny today, right? So you get
Yes.
a little break now, but there is more rain in the forecast this week.
There is, definitely. And so, you know, what was unusual about overnight Sunday was we got between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., we got more than 5 inches of rain dumped on the city, you know, in a really short amount of time. And so when you have that much rain getting dumped on a city, our pump system just can't keep up. And so we're consistently having to keep an eye on the National Weather Service and everything, and just trusting that our very old creaky pipes are gonna have to do right by us until we can make some infrastructural improvements in New Orleans.
That's Chelsea Braisted, a city columnist for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. Chelsea, thank you.
Thank you.